What is up, everybody? My name is Christoph, and alongside me is...
Hey, guys, it's Brianna. What's up?
And we are here to tell abnormal stories for these extra normal times. Brianna, how are you?
Extra normal people.
Yes. Are we extra normal?
No.
Are we normal people?
I think...
Let's start with...
I think on the outside, it's kind of funny because people... I've had clients actually tell me this. They're like, gosh, when I first met you, like, I thought you were really wild and completely out there. But, you know, after... These are, like, clients of mine. But after, like, I've gotten to know you, like, and I see through all that, like, and you're completely, like, level-headed and normal. And so, yeah, people are always so quick to judge. And that's why that good old saying, don't judge a book by its cover, because I feel like we are normal in a lot of ways, maybe not in all ways, but I feel like, you know, like we're like people would assume that just by looking at us that we have a wild relationship. Mm-hmm. Like, but you know, I feel like we're boring in the best way possible.
Thank you.
Does that make sense?
I'm surprised.
Is that offensive?
No, not at all.
I like it. I think... feel like we've been through so much drama, like dating and in our past with friends and just people that have entered our lives, that I really like the stability at our age.
Yeah. The stability is nice. But you at the core, you think we're, in a sense, everybody is a little bit weird, right? It's just how much people are willing to let along.
There's people that are way more like, that look completely normal. Like I've heard just the...
Watch out for the normies.
The most wildest stories of people that I would never expect. You know, it's always those quiet ones.
And it's usually weird sex stuff.
Yeah.
It's usually like, whoa, they like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, you know, and it's
which
always...
Which is okay, but it's just, it's like a side from
And
what...
it's almost like, it's like the downward spiral. Like...
downward spiral what?
Of like... It's the normal looking married couple that mm-hmm. you think, oh, their kids are so beautiful on social media. They're like the perfect, you know, like Hallmark card, you know, family. And then, you know, behind closed doors, like, uh-oh, my mic went out when you did that.
You good?
Yeah, it's good now.
Sorry.
But behind, you know, closed doors, it's like crazy stuff is occurring. And it ends up, you know, it's sad. I feel the worst for the kids, but yeah, they end up like not together anymore, separated. And it's just, there's a shit show behind it all.
Yeah.
Mostly with drugs and alcohol included.
Yeah. Anybody whose life is going great on social media, check in on them, because they got some stuff going on in the background.
Oh,
100%. Because it's always...
Well, the saddest part is that, like, you know, a lot of them don't own up to it until it's like they're
too
far
late.
Gone. Yeah.
Yeah. Too late.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, it's just like, it sucks, but, you know, it's okay. Hey, did you hear about, I forgot to mention it to you, in the normal days of life. I guess I was in the state, save it for the pop. Did you hear about that book? Boogers. I can't talk tonight. Did you hear about that Bigfoot sighting in Colorado?
Yeah, I think it was fake.
It's totally a guy in a ghillie suit, right?
I thought it was a guy. Speaking of ghillie suits, you've still never worn yours. Where is it?
I know where it's at.
I don't see it anywhere. It used to be.
It's in a secret spot.
That should be your Halloween costume.
My camouflage suit is camouflaged.
No, to me it looked like not even a ghillie suit. It looked like somebody in a Chewbacca costume.
No, there's nobody sitting out in the middle of Colorado in a Chewbacca
it
costume.
It legit looked like Chewbacca to me.
Unless they're at a convention, as they say.
You know?
No, there's nobody. It.
So stupid. Like, you know, like, and like, if people really saw something, they would be fucking running. Like,
but it wasn't it off a train? They saw it off a train, right? Just some guy in the middle of a field off a train.
I don't know. I saw it. I thought it was hikers or something like that. I didn't realize it, they were on a train.
The couple on a romantic break in Colorado claims to have captured the mythological creature Bigfoot on camera, wandering on the side of a mountain before sitting down to rest, all in broad daylight. Professed eyewitness Shannon and Stetson Parker. Stetson, that's a strong name. Enjoying a trip for their 10th wedding anniversary, claimed to have observed the legendary lummox while enjoying a sightseeing tour on the narrow gauge rail line. Oh my God. gauge rail line between Durango and Silverton in the central states far southwest. So yeah, they were on a train. We were looking for the elk in the mountains, and my husband sees something moving and then can't really explain it. So he's like, Bigfoot? Shannon, a 44-year-old contractor from Cheyenne, Wyoming, told the Post. Yeah, so it's I'm surprised that there's not people doing this more often. Because remember the clown phenomenon of like, what was it, 5-6 years ago? Why aren't there more people dressed as Bigfoot trying to like this off of a train? Because you get a quick glance and you could think it's Bigfoot. Do you want me to go in the ghillie suit and kind of hang out? But the ghillie suit I have doesn't really look like Bigfoot.
Yours just looks like a bush, which would be hilarious though too. I'm sure somebody would say they saw some. I feel like nowadays it's people want that Insta fame.
Sure.
Even if it's just that one time, they think you're going to get more followers and whatever. We live in like a weird, you know, and it's funny because as much as like I believe in aliens and all this kind of stuff, like my mind has never.
Wait, you believe in aliens?
My mind has never been like, let's stage like an alien invasion or something, you know, like, or let's make up a crazy story. Like it's just people are just so desperate and it's so sad.
Yeah, well, because you're a true believer. Like you, yeah. You don't want
to. But I'm sure there's true believers that are making up shit.
Just trying to prove the point.
Yeah.
Trying to drum up the evidence.
Like that situation in Vegas. I always thought that situation was.
They were trying
sketch.
To prove it. Of course.
Like,
of
I'm course. Not going to deny that note that people saw something in the sky because even the police officers admitted to that.
Yeah.
But it's just super sketch. Like if something legit landed in your backyard, there'd be remnants of it the next day, you know?
Yeah. And I don't think any sightseeing like that happens out of Vegas, I take with a gigantic grain of salt.
Yeah. And then it was like the boy, like the next day, like was like, I saw what I saw and I stand by, you know, just sure. Like, it was like, then do a video, like go into your backyard acre of
prove it, land, asshole,
and show us where it crashed. Cause there would be something.
Yeah, there'd be a big dent, you would imagine, if it's spacecraft. Because was it an alien or a spacecraft that supposedly landed? Was it a whole?
Both. It was a craft.
And the alien creeped behind it.
Supposedly they saw aliens. And I'm like, well, where's the video footage of that? And then, you know, yeah.
I don't remember. Like, do you, I think we probably asked this before, but do you think aliens are little things or big things?
It depends on where they're from. Multiple species. I think there's both.
Okay.
And different looking.
But generally, the ones that are like from the abduction stories. They're like,
I've heard
smaller,
like,
on the smaller
I've heard
side.
Both.
Or, okay.
I've heard some are really tall. Like some look like praying mantises. Like the head one supposedly looks like a praying mantis. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So. And that makes more sense. I feel like. Well, I mean, I don't know. How would the praying mantis like be able to control the spaceship? How's that work?
Maybe with their mind.
But how do they get to the point where they're like crafting a spaceship? Are they just
maybe robots?
Okay. But how do they build the robots with I can't get past this. For audio listeners only, I'm making praying mantis hand gestures.
If you believe they put a man on the moon. If you believe
REM told me they did it.
They didn't.
But actually it's no, fake. They didn't. They said it was fake.
But if you believe that Do you believe that rocks could be moved, like to make the pyramid, Stonehenge? Because you know they say like Stonehenge, where do they get those rocks from? And so they said that there's
through
kind
vibration.
Of
there was vibration. That guy. Who was that guy who created that garden? That?
Do you believe that? Yes, but he wouldn't tell us how he did it.
Yeah, a little dirty. So something
with like vibrations.
So, I don't know. I think the possibility, of course.
Well, then there you go.
I mean, I don't. Do I think that that's how the pyramids were built?
Well, that's I haven't what I'm been saying. Convinced maybe these, on maybe that. These, I mean, aliens that do look like either reptiles or like insects. Maybe that's how they're
just shifting with their brains. Mm-hmm. But how did they get to that point?
What do you
shut
mean?
Up. Shut your damn phone up. You're always getting messages in the middle of the night. It's very suspicious.
Oh my God. It's
don't
Instagram.
Don't try to justify this.
It's probably funny videos.
This is like that show Cheaters.
Oh my God.
Where they get caught. Is that show still on, Cheaters? Remember that show?
I need to put the ring back on so I can wake up my child in the morning for school.
Okay.
Is it what?
Is that show Cheaters still on?
Why are you even talking about that?
What? It was a joke. I caught you with a text message.
You're going to get socked up.
And then I made a joke about the cheaters. I'm going to slurp. Do we need to lead you up to the fucking...
I'm going
to
slurp in my ghost mug now, just to piss you off.
Okay. But is that... I'm just curious if that show's still on.
I tried really hard not to.
I'm just curious.
Wait, are you proud of me?
Hold on. Is Cheaters still on?
You don't even care.
No, I don't. Is the show Cheaters?
I like to slurp.
Hey, we went to...
Where'd we go?
We went to Halloween Haunt. We haven't recorded since we went there.
We talked about going.
We talked about where we're going. Oh, it was a bunch of fun.
I literally want to go again. If we could, I don't even know if it would be possible, but if we could sneak another time in, like... Mm-hmm. I feel like we really did it right this time, because when we went last year, it was great. We had such a good time. We went to the Cauldron before, and if people don't know what the Cauldron is, it's a witch bar that's literally across the street from Knott's Berry Farm. And a lot of times it's like our tradition to go like pregame there, so we'll drink first. And I just love hanging out there. We did my birthday party there. It's just a fantastic bar.
Pretty fun spot.
Great food, great drinks. And so
unless you believe in God, then it's
we ended up going like
hanging out in Satan's butthole.
Not true. I believe in God.
I'm just fucking around. You're taking everything so seriously. Why'd you mention cheaters?
Kicked under the table,
why'd you say
everybody?
Satan's butthole? Go ahead.
Anyway, so last year was that me again?
That was you.
That was you.
No.
Yours makes that weird vibration.
No,
noise.
That was you.
It didn't even light up though.
It's fine.
Oh my God.
And Cheaters ended on May 7th, 2021. That show ended. Okay, go ahead.
So usually that's what we do. We go there and then we usually get to the park really late,
mm-hmm.
and then we're in line forever. But gosh, we ended up just going straight to the park. Meeting, and we had like a big group. We had like what, 15 people that were meeting. Yeah, we had a bunch of different couples that were meeting us up
through
the night.
Me math is not too great.
And
yeah,
and so, throughout the night, like more people showed up, but it was so great because it was just like me and you, and we went on. Got to go on a couple of them twice that we really ended up really liking. It was fantastic. We went on a ride. We did like all the things that we wanted to do. So I think we went on. Did we hit up all the mazes?
I think we went on. There was a couple that I think there were kind of that we
oh,
already.
Yeah, maybe we did. We missed the witch one, huh?
We missed a couple. Went on.
So the new mazes we made sure to hit up, and they were fantastic. What is it? Movie slasher slash what was it?
Cinema slasher. It was based on old slasher films, which was good. It was like based
on fantastic.
Like,
yeah, it was just a really good night. The makeup was fantastic. They did one that was like kind of based loosely off like the Cecil Hotel. Like, oh my God, phenomenal costumes.
It was fun.
The decor was, you know, just everything. It was very Art Deco. I was obsessed. What was the name of that one? 13 room or
13th floor or something.
13th
like that.
Door or something like
13th
that.
13th door, I think.
Yeah. It was great. So I had a really good time. What about you?
I had a fun time until something ruined my night. Something fucking ruined my night. Because there's this little shithead of a monster. Like
oh, I thought you were talking about me with the pill. We could talk about that.
Wait, which? Oh, yeah. No, that was actually maybe the highlight of the night. Is you had a little cough. You had like we had lingering.
Yeah,
everybody's free and clear.
I had been sick, but I was like getting over like this cough, and it was like just lingering. And I think because of the smoke, so it was just I just didn't want. You know, it's that fear. I think it's like the walk of shame. Like, oh, if I'm coughing, and I have COVID, which I had COVID just like a few like. Weeks before that, so we knew it wasn't COVID, or a month or so before that, and so I was just so frustrated, and so like you had these like leftover pills.
So to start out with, you let everybody know that you had just a lingering cough and that you're over.
Yeah.
And everybody was on board with that being okay with
that. Of course,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
But because you were like ultra sensitive about it, you kept like disappearing. Like you kept like to
I was
cough.
I hate coughing, and it just ever since COVID, like I'm just very, I don't want, you know, I don't, I just
you don't want people to start staring like, sure.
Yeah.
She's
yeah. Cause I know I can be like that. I'm a little judgy. So yeah. I'm just like, oh, I don't want to be that person. So if I felt like a little coughing spell, which only really had one, like I would go away from the group. And then
so you kept wandering off and people were like, what is going on?
If I had water, I would have been fine. It was just like, I would get that little tickle in my throat and then I couldn't stop coughing. And so we were waiting in line for water. The water line was long and I was like,
fuck. Every line was long.
So then I had this like pill that's supposed to suppress the cough or whatever. But it was like a little gel pill and I was
like a capsule that you get,
and I was like, your Advil's worried in or whatever. That it wouldn't work because I took it before. It really didn't work. So I was like, I have like dagger nails. So I just like pierced it a little bit with my nail. And then I decided just to squeeze a little bit out of my tongue. And so it could go down my throat. And I thought, well, maybe if I do that, I'll know that it dissolved properly. Well, whatever the fuck was in that pill made my tongue completely numb, where I could barely talk. And it made my throat numb to where my throat felt like it closed up and it felt like I couldn't swallow. And I got really fucking paranoid. And I didn't really tell because I was off coughing. So I came back to the group and I was like, I took a pill and I can't swallow. I need to find the first aid. And then I just left. And one of my friends heard was like, I took a pill and I can't breathe and then I just left and
no
what is she hearing?
So we were kind of hanging out with buddies and trying to get water and stuff like that and you kept disappearing and they're like, what is going on? She keeps disappearing, and then you came back, right? And you said, hey guys, I bit a pill. I have to go to first aid, and that's all you said. And so people were like, what the hell is she talking about?
I said
about?
I couldn't breathe or couldn't swallow.
I think you said initially, I think that came out, but you're like, I bit a pill. I have to go, guys, was essentially the gist. And everyone's like, you what? You bit a pill? What is happening? And you just like, we just both, I was went with you because you were looking.
Yeah. My friend was so fucking worried. She's like, you can't do that.
Worried
like,
and confused.
Yeah. She didn't know what type of pill, if I was like dropping ecstasy. Like she, and I didn't realize it at the time. And then you were like, you can't do that. And then I was like,
you sound insane.
And so I went, went over and I apologized. But at that moment, I literally like was freaked out.
Understood. If you feel like your throat is closing, definitely seek help.
Yeah. I was like, I have to go. And then like her husband and their other friend was like sitting down and I was like, I don't have time to go and tell them.
No, you know,
I need to get the fuck out of here. And then as I'm walking, I'm like drinking water. Or at that point, did I get my water yet? Yeah, I got the water.
Yeah, you had water.
That, I don't know why, but that kind of helped. And
flushing down the pill you bit.
And then it started to go. I was like, okay, I can swallow again. Okay.
But it helped your cough.
It did.
I mean, you might have died, but it helped your cough.
Oh, yeah. My God.
It was just wild. It was just like you confused fucking everybody there.
Oh, my God. And then our other friends. So we were in line for water, but our other friends were in line for the 13th door or whatever the fuck the maze. And they were up high because the line was like on the second level. They're watching me
pace
wander.
Back and forth.
And they're screaming my name like, where is she going? Like, she's by herself. Like, what is she doing?
You look like one of the scare actors. Like, it was like. You're
I
part
still
of the
have the cough. It's been like over 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's crazy. This is lingering bad. But what really upset me, it was towards the end of the night, is that I was wearing a fucking Oingo Boingo shirt. Mm-hmm. And we were just casually walking around having a good time. And that one of this little fucking pissant scare actor said, he pulled the fucking shit and named 3 songs on me. And I'm a big Oingo Boingo fan.
So this is a scare. Like, he's in costume and everything, and he comes up with a fake British accent and is like, name 3 songs.
Was it British? I don't know what it was.
Yeah, it was like, yeah. And you're like, because you said something, you were like, he's probably not even, he's not even British, like, or something.
Anyways. And then he walked away quickly. So I got shocked and I didn't have time to name 3 songs. And so for the rest of the fucking night, I was stewing. Mm-hmm. I was naming songs in my head.
You told me to name 3 songs.
I wanted to test you. It was like the ring. I wanted to pass it along. You did good.
Yeah.
You did better than that. But even if I were on this podcast, were to name 40 Oingo Boingo songs, people were like, you just fucking looked it up after the fact. There's no going back. I can't change time.
You were so
And
upset.
I was stewing because I couldn't get to back. I had no idea who he was. Because
he basically was calling you a poser.
Exactly. And I just like, I like, it was the fact that like someone was implying that I was wearing like a band shirt just for like some fucking, I'm like those kids who wear fucking Nirvana shirts. Yeah. You can't name a Nirvana song beyond Teen Spirit or whatever. Like that he was, and I'm like, I'm a middle-aged guy. Like, and he's like a 18-year-old or some bullshit. Like I stewed over it all night.
You did. Cause you got so many compliments on it. You always get compliments whenever you wear that shirt. So yeah, for somebody who was like, yeah, I know you're frustrated.
It was rough. It was rough. I'll never.
So that was like the worst part of the night.
That was the worst part of the night.
He had Panda
Express. That's the only thing I can remember.
And he was in heaven.
Can I be honest with you?
It wasn't good.
The Panda Express wasn't as plasticky as I want.
You're what?
So should we get a poll? Let's get a poll on the podcast.
When you were there, you're talking about, oh, it's so good. It's so, everybody's like, oh, it's so fresh and so delicious. So
everybody else was saying it was fresh and delicious. For the record, again, this is going to linger on for me too now because apparently people thought I said it was fresh and delicious, but that Panda Express was not fresh and delicious. Panda Express never really feels fresh. It feels delicious in its own weird plasticky way.
Y'all liked it. What did I get? I got those cream cheese things. But those are pretty good. That's about all I'll eat from there.
Is, I guess the question for the fucking, for a poll is Panda Express disgusting? Because you are on board with thinking it's absolutely disgusting. I'm on board with knowing that it's a little weird, but it hits a weird spot.
It doesn't, like, it tastes off to me.
Of course it tastes off, but that's part of its charm.
No, I don't want food that tastes off. It's weird.
What tastes off about it? It just tastes like, fake?
It's chemical. Yeah, there's
that's why I like chemical. It. The chemicals is what I like.
I don't know. Like, it's like, you know what, like, chow mein's supposed to taste like. It's off. And I know they're like the inventors of orange chicken or whatever, but that's off too.
I'm like
this is the
up.
Invention. Well, I'm glad that other people have taken what they did and made it a lot better because it's disgusting.
It's not. Well, okay. I don't want to die on Express Hill, but
I would never eat at that restaurant ever.
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 Never.
No.
When's the last time you've eaten there?
Those cheese things. And I was like, eh.
Prior to that, when's the last time you've
been at Panda Express? Those are probably the best thing on the menu.
But prior to Panda?
Probably with you, and it was probably like 15 years ago. Wow. Right? I mean, when's the last time
you've another chance?
When's the last time you've seen me eat Panda Express?
I don't think I've ever seen you eat Panda Express.
Yeah. That's. Except for that. I'm just like, every time I do, I'm like, all right, I'll take like a bite of yours, and I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you remember the story that I told you about the 140-year-old. I really can't talk tonight. It's embarrassing. I'm embarrassing myself. There's editing that's going to be done, but I'm embarrassing myself. Just like
I'm
the t-shirt.
I'm making fun of you. You should be happy.
I know. Well, I deserve it if you do. You remember the 104-year-old lady who did skydiving and she broke the Guinness World Record for oldest skydiver? Remember that story I told you about?
Yes.
Well, uh-oh. I hate to inform you.
No.
But
somebody older?
No.
She died.
Someone's like, fuck this. I'm 105. I'm going to jump out of.
She died.
She died.
Not after that.
She didn't make it to 105th. She didn't die from the skydiving, right? To be clear, I don't want to spread salacious rumors about Esther. What? Dorothy Hoffner. That's an old person name for sure. But, you know, this was after she did skydiving and she died of old people stuff. I don't know what it was, but she didn't make it to 105. She didn't make it to, the sad part, she didn't make it to, for her Guinness record to be confirmed. They were still filling out the fucking paperwork.
But she,
so I mean, they're probably going to give it to her, like.
They have to.
Her daughter, I mean, at this point, she could have an 80-year-old daughter or son. True. Maybe great-grandkids are going to get that certificate. G-Maw's, great-G-Maw's last fucking hurrah. But she didn't make it. But she went out in a blaze.
Yeah. How soon after did she die?
So she was 104. Let me just read on. So this happens. Looks like some British guy died. So it has to happen. Like you're an instructor and someone dies of a heart attack while you're falling. It's crazy.
What's the youngest person to skydive? Do they have like an 18?
They have to have it either that you have to, or you have to get like a parent's consent, right?
I know, but I wonder what that youngest kid.
So, 4-year-old skydiver.
No. No way.
This is through CNN, so I think it's slightly verified, even though they kind of make up some stuff. A 4-year-old skydiver leaps for the record book. So a 4-year-old. Shouldn't those parents be arrested? Right? Because I understand that.
I bet you their parents were the ones that.
They probably were like into it. Like they're like, we're a skydiver family. Go forth.
But or maybe they run the business or something.
The kid should be at least like fucking teenager before they can like get a sign off. I would say
like a comfortable age would be like 16.
Yeah.
I feel like 16, okay.
Yeah, because you ask a 4-year-old if they want to run a car into a tree, they might not understand the ramifications of running a car into a tree and be like, that sounds fun. Mm-hmm. And then it just seems like 4-year-olds can't make any decision making. Like,
yeah, for sure.
And I feel like you could scar a fucking kid because they're like, that sounds like a lot of fun. And they fall out of a plane. They're like, this is fucking terrifying. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm never going to be the same.
I wonder if the kid cried the whole time going down.
I don't know. I feel like you'd get a good sense.
I think because of all the pressure from the air in your face. Like, you know, you've seen like the videos and their faces.
Yeah, their faces are all flapped
like,
out.
Yeah. Like, I'm sure the kid would be completely annoyed by that.
Probably. Or is like... Is that a, like, our 4-year-old skin? I mean,
maybe he did the practice. Maybe he did the practice stuff, you know, where they just have him, like, in the air thing.
I don't know. This all seems sketchy.
I, no way.
There's no fucking way. If you were, like, let's, at the time when our little one was 4 years old, if you were, like, let's, I'm, like, no.
Too fragile.
No.
Too fragile. No.
Just, no. Take them on a few roller coasters. They get that same thrill and then talk to me again.
To me, that's all for the parents. That's all for their kid to be in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Yeah, it's totally like a parent move to.
Oh, why? Like, who the fuck cares? Like,
I mean, I had to look it up, and it's in a deep article from fucking CNN from the year 2000. So it's not exactly, they're not exactly living the grand life of celebritydom.
And no one's going to beat that because, I mean, think about it, a fucking.
I mean, you got to give them that. Nobody's going to beat their record, right? Oh, their 8-year-old becomes California's youngest skydiver.
Even still.
That's still, and this was in 2022. That's still like, no, no, thank you.
No way.
You're making a decision for them that is just, it's so, it could give them fucking PTSD, I would assume, if they're like into it. I mean, if they're into it, then they're not going to have that kind of ramification. Right. But if they're fucking terrified, it could fucking damage them. Mm-hmm. But, you know, parents do all kinds of fucking wacky ass shit. And I'm surprised California, we all know how rigid fucking California is.
Speaking of wacky ass parents, we're taking our kid to Salem next week.
We are. That's next week.
Yes.
So
sneaking up. I don't feel ready.
I don't feel ready either, but we're just going to go.
Yeah.
I mean, we have a flight. We have a hotel room. That's enough, right? We have identification to get on the plane. What else do we need?
That's true.
What else do we need? We're not renting a car because I don't want to deal with the logistics of renting a car. Because
I know that it's like Halloween town. So I'm like, I want to dress up every day. And, you know, so it's like putting together the outfits.
Okay, got it.
That's why.
That's what you're not ready for. I'm ready. I got all my favorite t-shirts. I got my Oingo Boingo. I have my Oingo Boingo shirt and I have I have 40 songs at the ready.
She gets get them tattooed on your arm.
This is how much I love it. You son of a bitch. That guy. I'm never gonna forgive that guy. Never. Speaking of California, did you know that there's I just saw this, that there's some California restaurants that are you know, the brunch fucking is like super popular in California. It's a fucking thing. Like, it's like
I honestly would go more often if you weren't so opposed to it.
Well, because
I love brunch. I could go to brunch every day.
It's breakfast.
It's brunch. What?
Oh, I thought it was. I thought it was a human. We have, our cat is so big and our hardwood floors are kind of on the older side that when it creaks, like it's someone walking out. It's
our fat cat.
It's just our fat cat. But the, you know, California has like a big brunch culture. It does.
It does. And there's some really great restaurants.
Part of brunch is bottomless mimosas, right? People love the fucking bottomless mimosas. Some restaurants are starting to implement a posted vomit fee.
You're a liar.
And so specifically
are people really getting that out of control of brunch?
With bottomless mimosas, apparently it's happened enough where they have to, like your Uber, like when you sign up for getting an Uber ride or whatever, when you hit that button, you're also agreeing to their terms that it's, say if you throw up in the fucking car, like you're going to pay. You got to pay. You didn't know that?
No, I mean for the restaurant. I'm just
so saying. Yeah, it's a vomit fee. So if you like buy eating at the restaurant, you are agreeing to the vomit. So if you throw up, there's an automatic charge that's charged to you.
If you throw up at the table, but what about in the bathroom?
I think you're still out of luck.
If they can.
Let's see if we can find out.
I mean, that means if you're really sloppy. I think that goes for like people, like remember how we were just talking about how we used to go to the rooftop restaurant and like, you know, for my friend, like that I used to be friends with, we would go bar hopping. That would make sense. Cause I saw, I don't know if you saw, when we were, before we crossed the street or no, I think we were walking back to the car after we went to the rooftop, on Sunday. I saw somebody like with parked on the side of the street, head outside the car, and just they were, yeah. I think it's just people like to go to the bar hops, and then they do the brunch, and then it's probably one of those situations.
Well, just imagine like when I think about brunch, I think about things like fucking Eggs Benedict. Imagine just having like that fucking like hollandaise sauce that's just all butter and lemon and bread and heavy, and then you're just guzzling down fucking champagne. Like, I'm surprised more people don't fucking just openly barf at a bottomless mimosa brunch. Especially because like the brunch, I don't mean to stereotype, but the brunch types, they seem like the types who are not the best to handle their liquor. Mm. It seems like it's like all, like it's like a, it's the lightweights that go generally to brunch. But there's probably people, like people who have alcohol issues, alcohol dependency, who are like, I'm going to go to brunch because it's bottomless mimosas and I'm going to get fucked up. Like, it's not about the eggs and bacon. It's about getting fucked up. Like, yeah. They're taking advantage
because
of
it. Because it's,
it's like people who have, like, eating addictions who go to buffets because that's, like, their, like, that's kind of one of the things that they do because it's about abundance of food. It's like, I'm sure alcoholics go to this bottomless mimosas.
You're so right.
Ugh. Just,
yeah,
I remember like
I've never I don't think I've been like that ever at a brunch.
No,
I'm not, because I'm not like a day drinker.
I hate day drinking. I fucking hate
it. It's like, because for me it's like typically like I usually work all day, and then if we did go out to drink, it would be like on a Saturday night. And so like if I'm in it to win it, like get pretty wasted, but it's like not until like anywhere between 12 midnight to like 2 a.m. where like I'm like, okay, not feeling well, now it's time to go lay down, you know?
Yeah, it's just,
or go throw up.
For me, it's the game of like, I don't drink enough, excuse me, got inner burps. I don't drink enough to like to the point where I'm gonna drink all day. So when it's day drinking, like you end up, if you're not just carrying it into the night and just being fucking smashed for like, you know, day and night, like there's this weird thing where all of a sudden it's like 5 p.m. and you're sobering up and you're like, fuck, like I don't.
It's just,
this is weird.
It's weird. I remember like I did it with that same friend. I don't know how it doesn't affect her that way. But I remember we went wine tasting during the day and we went to like all these different wine bars, which is the same thing like day drinking. And it was like, we were supposed to go to a club that evening. So it was like party all day and then go to, and like, we all were like, well, we got to go home and kind of sober up. And I remember I went home and like took a nap because I just felt completely off from all the day drinking at the wine, you know, wine bars. our wine tastings are, you get fucked up.
Yeah.
And I remember waking up at like 8 o'clock at night and I was like, I don't think I can go anywhere. Like I'm done for the day. Like, you know, and that's the thing with wine too. It makes me sleepy.
Yeah, it does. So. And I can verify that. And it's just like you eat, like when you, there's no, for my personality, I'm not going to get drunk and then take like a 4 hour window where I'm sobered up and then get drunk. Like once I'm done for the day drinking, I'm done for the day. I'm not going to pick it back up.
Between us and alcoholism. You know,
sure. And I get like, if it's your thing to like get a little buzz on during the morning and then get a little buzz, all good. I just, when I'm done, I'm done. Anyways, sorry. Yeah, we don't do that.
Going back to boring. There we go.
Yeah. Listen, hey, sorry about that.
I can, the last time I got hammered was like my birthday, where you're having to like pull over and I'm puking out the side of the car.
Oh yeah,
and that was so much fun. You know, we did a murder mystery dinner. It was great.
Yeah,
you know, like
it was a blast.
I held my alcohol as long as I could, at least till after the thing was over. And we had a blast. So it's like, I don't know. I love brunch, but I don't do it for that. You know.
Well. You won't have to worry about the vomit fee, at least. Then you're all in the clear. You can take that
I wonder
on.
How much it is. I guess every place.
I think they said it was a fucking actually pretty reasonable price. I think it was like $50. I'm like, like if someone's throwing up in your restaurant, I'm like, maybe charge a little more. Because that seems like a bargain. If you're going to barf all over a fucking restaurant and only get out for $50, I'm like, wow, that's because you have to pay staff to clean that shit up. And if at this point in my life, if you're going
to
tell me
enough.
If you're going to tell me I'll pay you $50 if you mop up all this vomit off of a table, I'm like, I think I'm good. Yeah. I think I'm going to pass.
Yeah.
So it seems reasonable. So I guess it's not that much of a deterrent. But hey, are we going to, I got to ask you, are we going to go to cemeteries in Boston?
Yeah. In Salem.
And in Salem.
For sure Salem, because I want to see like where the quote-unquote witches were buried. Definitely want to go there because I'm sure there's like some phenomenons.
No.
And then they also do like a graveyard tour where they actually shot Hocus Pocus. So I definitely want to go see where they were hanging out.
Do you believe that graveyards are haunted in any respect? Because they don't seem to be, it seems like a resting place. Like the idea of ghosts is.
Well, we've never been there at night. They don't let us go at night.
So do you think there is like a ghostly party?
I'm lying. We've actually been to Hollywood Forever at night for the Ramones. I want to do that again. That was so much fun. I love the Ramones.
Yeah.
I would love to do another trip.
Joey's buried there. There's two of them. Joey is buried in Hollywood. Isn't there two Ramones that are buried?
I think so. Yeah.
Anyways.
But we didn't get a chance really because we got there kind of late. So we didn't get a chance to like wander.
Yeah. There's a lot of celebrities that are buried there.
Being there at night would be, I don't know. I can't say that we've always been there during the day and it does seem very peaceful. But I think at night it would be different.
Do you think so? Do you think it'd be reminded plain? Because isn't, in your eyes, because it's set in stone that you're basically a believer in ghosts, right? Mm-hmm. Do you believe the whole, like the existence of ghosts is based on purgatory or is it based on unfinished business or a combination of both?
Combo platter.
So it seems to me like based on that kind of concept, like if it's the resting place, there's no business left in the, like they're going to be at their old house. They're going to be at their old spot where they were murdered. They're going to be like, you know, in all those spots. So I think probably graveyards are probably one of the quietest spots in terms of, and usually, you know, the thing is like when you watch these paranormal shows, I don't think I've ever seen one at it.
Now that I mentioned, we did in New Orleans.
Yeah.
A graveyard tour.
Was it at night?
We did a ghost tour at night. So
those are extra spooky, the ones, because they're all above ground.
So I did feel.
Did you feel something?
A little.
Definitely. Weird.
It was more like all the history of New Orleans.
Sure.
You know, and then learning, you're hearing these stories and they're very intimate. very, I felt sorrow, a lot of sadness and
it's pretty,
sorrow.
It's a bummer to die for sure. You know?
So it's almost like I felt like that energy.
Really?
Me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I wonder just cause I like, I don't know. I tend to believe that it's like a fucking quiet place. I don't think there's been any out of all those infinite number of fucking haunt shows like Ghost Encounters. What's the OG one with the guy with the bald? What that we used to watch? What was that, guys? What was the name of their show? Remember them?
Mm-mm. The only bald.
Hold on.
The what's coming to mind is
the Ghost Hunters? That's like the OG one. Yeah, Ghost Hunters. Hold on. Anyways, yeah, there was a bald guy, I think.
You're getting it mixed up with the bald guy from...
No, there was a bald guy. Look.
I'm thinking of...
Hold on, I'm going to pull it up on my phone so you can see the fucking bald guy.
Oh, my God.
You'll remember him as soon as...
Do you know what I'm thinking of? Who I'm thinking of, though?
No, I don't know who
you're thinking of. The pawn shop guy.
It's in the same family. I'm sure there's a lot of crossover. They should have done a crossover episode. It would have worked. There's a lot of the same type of people who remember these guys. This was like the OG one.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
What was that?
Ghost Hunters. But yeah, they don't visit a lot of, they really don't visit a lot of like cemeteries. Is that because it's a little too on the nose or is that because they're not that haunted?
Even in like New Orleans, like I was telling somebody about this other day, like Marie Laveau, like how people leave like brand new beer bottles, cigarettes. And then my client that I was telling this to, they're like, oh yeah, I'm sure people go in and steal it. I was like, they don't.
I wouldn't.
Like,
no fucking chance.
You were talking about the voodoo queen. You're going to steal her booze that people left for her?
I am not.
Her cigarettes?
No fucking way.
And I was like, it's so like there, people are so superstitious when it comes to that. It reminds me of like Ireland and people that believe in the fairies.
Sure.
You know, like they don't fuck with where they think the fairies live. They don't, those mountains, they don't knock them down to build houses because the one or two times that they did, like that should happen. And so I think it would be like the same thing. I would not really the perfect meaning of bad juju would be.
I'm not a superstitious guy, but I'm a very paranoid guy when it comes to superstition. So we on the way to actually to that Halloween event we went to, our Uber driver was Egyptian. And he would like, we were talking about like Egyptian history and stuff. We got into a conversation and I mentioned that, like, I don't believe in mummies curses, but I'm not going to be the guy to test those waters. I'm not going in there. Like, I would not, like, would you go?
Well, it's funny. Cause he doesn't even like, I was just so surprised with all of his answers. He's like, not superstitious. Like, he's like, no, he's like, I don't think, but I'm like, but there were so many, just things that happened that just like led me to believe like they couldn't have just been a coincidence and bad luck, you know?
I mean, there's a lot of weird stuff that happened, but I think that... What the hell?
He's sitting on a bag.
Oh, God. Cats are so dumb. Cats are dumb.
They have to sit on everything.
They have to sit on everything new. That must be like a
territorial.
It must. There's some fucking scientific reason behind it. That,
and the little one came down too just to see if there was any left for him to...
Any bag left for him to lay on? Yeah. Fucking weird. So weird.
But anyways, but yeah, so it was really fascinating to me that he was so like, no.
Well, you wanted him to be like, no, the curse is real.
Well, I just thought like, it's just again, going back to Ireland and their beliefs in New Orleans. And, and so I thought for sure, like, he would believe that curses were real, and he totally was just like, no.
Yeah, I mean, it's like...
But I wonder if that's also because he's atheist, and you know, he doesn't believe, like...
And it's so old. It's so ancient. Like,
yeah.
It's been so many years. Like, Marie of Laveau was pretty fresh in the grand scheme of things, right? It was it was some time ago, but just pretty fresh, you know, comparatively to, like, when you're talking about Egyptians. you know, most of the stuff is fairly fresh, so it still feels like open. Yeah. But the Mummy's Curse thing, it's like how powerful do you think these fucking pharaohs were, where they're really casting curses for over 2,000 years? Like,
well, I mean, they've hit their shit pretty good. Look at like finding, you know, Tutankhamun's, like his shit was hid behind a wall. You know what I mean? Like, so it's fascinating that the Egyptian majority of Egyptians are very scared of the curse, and I think a lot of it, that's why they don't let, and probably because they're a little prideful, they're sick of like these Brits and other ethnicities coming over and
stealing all the fucking shit
and finding this stuff, and then they don't get the recognition for it.
Sure.
So I'm sure that like they want to be the ones also, but I feel like they're taking so long into doing so that I think it's truly because they're scared.
I mean, there's that possibility. I don't think there was that many tombs, and I think a lot of the tombs, you know, it's pretty rare to be a pharaoh. You know, it's not everybody was a pharaoh, so there wasn't an abundant amount of tombs. There was, but like to the level of a pharaoh quality, like that kind of fucking high, like the penthouse of the Egyptian kingdom.
Yeah,
I don't know. I think it's fascinating. Would you? I gotta ask you this. Would you? So if Ramses was found, right, the mummy of Ramses, mm-hmm. for whatever reason, the Egyptian government was like, yeah, Brianna, it's okay. You could have you could display the Ramses mummy in our house.
No,
you wouldn't. You afraid it would like come back?
Yeah, 100%. Really? As much as like, I wouldn't even take his coffin because I just.
What about a little artifact? Do you think that carries on some kind of?
If there was one of those, like, you know, they have like the, like, with King Tut, like they had a little plaque, and it basically had a curse, like don't take my shit. Like I definitely would be. Like,
I wouldn't take the plaque that says "Don't fuck with my shit."
No, but I'm saying that plaque is basically saying anything in here.
You don't think that was just a scare tactic? I placed a curse on don't touch my shit. Like
I wouldn't take it.
I tell everybody, don't touch my shit. There's a curse on it.
Or I would put a curse on that one. Don't touch it. And then sell it.
Yeah. But would you even like, could you fathom a world, say we were like fucking billionaires mm-hmm. and right, we had multiple estates. Say we're Getty, who's a very famous figure in mm-hmm. Southern California and America, who had like, he had his villa in Malibu, California, and he had like his estate all over the place. And so, would you have it like in like a museum type of different location?
If I could do that, I just wouldn't have it in my house.
You don't want to sleep next to it.
Yeah,
but you still. What if? How far? What's the distance on that? Would you have it in a guest house? Can we put it in our shed?
No, too close.
Too close. So it's got to even at least be like midnight. A city.
I don't need no mummy coming to life.
Do you believe the mummies had some kind of thing when they came back to life?
Like, I remember watching, this is going to age me so much, Alvin and the Chipmunks. Uh-huh. And there was a Halloween episode about the mummy coming to life. And I just remember like, always being super freaked out about the mummy coming to life. And this is when I learned about Egypt, like in school. I don't know. I don't fuck with that.
It seems like the most,
I'm just a superstitious person.
Intimidating curse. Mm-hmm. And it didn't help what happened to all those King Tut folks after like they cracked open King Tut's tomb.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't generally believe in curses, but yeah, I wouldn't fucking tempt it. I would be.
And honestly, I feel like more powerful if I know they have found where Akhenaten was buried. He was buried under like water and liquid and but his sarcophagus is gone. And I don't know if that was like a tomb raider that stole it or if it was a decoy. But I think if they find his actual sarcophagus,
mm-hmm.
That's going to fucking scare the fuck out of me. Because what he did was like, you know, revolutionary for his time, you know, to change a religion. Yeah. So I feel like it scares me because I'm so curious about Akhenaten and he's so mysterious, but I'm like, fuck, if they find him, I think everything about him, the way that he looks and everything, I think it's going to be, you know, because I think he's like part alien or something.
Do you think that's in your head? Is that the code to cracking? Because, you know, a lot of the, like the ancient aliens shit is based on Egypt and a lot of the ancient aliens, Egyptian shit is based on speculation and stuff like that.
There's so much more that I would love to know about Akhenaten.
Do you think that's going to crack? If that body is discovered, do you think it's going to crack open the case? And like all of a sudden it's going to be like, he's going to be like a little green man with an elongated head.
Oh, I think he's probably a long green man or, you know, I don't think he was green, but I definitely think he was some kind of hybrid for sure.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Is that what you think?
Yeah.
Hey, what are we going to be for Halloween this year other than,
Oh, we should tell them about our great costumes.
Was it great? I thought it was fun. Oh, well, you got super defensive over that.
Yeah, everybody loved it. And like everywhere we went, like, you know.
We went to a Halloween party and we dressed as the Grady twins. And I made a terrible Grady twin from The Shining, for clarification.
I think it was great.
Because I didn't shave my beard.
That was part of the charm.
And I looked pretty gangly in that dress, and it was a little a little too short and a little too see-through for anybody's comfort.
It was
fun,
and the greatest part is that, like, I was doing, you know, our friend's makeup, and so you were already downstairs at the party, like, wandering around, and yeah, did you tell people who you were, or did you just kind of like, did they ask?
I think I did, but I got a lot of weird stares, like, what the fuck is this guy? Is he like a...
And then once I came down and we were together, everybody was like, oh my gosh, and just like it clicked into place. And then I had posted a picture on social media and everybody's going crazy over it. So
yeah, there's no...
It was a simple costume, but I think it's not very popular. You know, you don't see a lot of Grady twins, you know, and I think the fact that we did it, it was just, yeah, everybody loved it.
Yeah. I mean, I looked like Dave Grohl in drag is what I looked like. It was just, but I had a lot of fun with it. It was a blast. Are we doing anything else for Halloween? Do you have any other amazing Halloween costume ideas? Are we done? Oh, is that it? Is your Halloween costuming done for the season?
I would like to do more. I don't know. If we did something, do you have any suggestions?
I don't have any ideas. I don't have...
So, like,
oh, I did. I had one, but what? Like the whole, like, me being like the old fashioned, like, dastardly, like, person who like the Il Duce of the world. If you know Kurt Cobain's demise, you'll know. Like, tie, like someone who ties some dastardly person who ties people up on train tracks, and you were gonna have like be yeah, like the person I who's wanted tied that, up with
and
the,
then you fucking shaved your beard
because it was getting like I when my beard gets long, I look straight up fucking homeless. Like there's no like
you didn't
because it gets to the point where it's not like intentionally long and it's not short. So it's not like kept. So it's like this weird, it's like when you grow out your hair and you're in that weird phase where it's like, you just look like a fucking wild person. Like that's how my beard gets. Cause you won't allow me to grow it out. You won't let me grow it out like ZZ Top style, right?
No.
Why not?
Would you do that?
I would.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, I would.
No.
Yeah.
Oh my God. You look,
can I
you
start?
Look like you.
No better day than today.
Hell's Angels wannabe. Never. Anyways, back to
I'm gonna
to
get
costumes.
A motorcycle and a patch.
That's a cute costume, though. I like that.
Yeah, I think we can do that. Send us if you have any ideas. Send us any costume ideas. We've never been aliens. It'd be fun to be aliens.
Well, I've dressed up like aliens just
yeah,
for
but
fun.
As a Halloween costume, it'd be fun
but
to be
what,
aliens.
What kind of oh Earth what? Girls are easy.
No, see, yeah. You have to fucking ruin it. I don't like that movie.
I guarantee people listening will back me up.
Please, no, they won't. Please, they'll say, what is YouTube, that movie?
Please comment and no, please say, email us, what is that movie? Because fuck yeah.
No.
Come on.
I feel like we should be...
And I could be the, like, the hairstylist friend. That would be so great.
They're, those costumes are bad. It's the furry ones, right?
Yeah.
They're like basically furries. They could
be the Jim Carrey one.
I'm not going to do that. Earth, well, this
girls.
Is
girls. You should put the theme. Can you put the theme song at the end of this?
No, I can't. I won't.
Earth girls.
That movie's. Girls.
It's so good. I love that movie.
I know you do.
It's so 80s.
It's very 80s. Well, this has been an episode of Extra Normal Podcast. You can find us on all the social medias at Extra Normal Podcast. You can email us as well on extranormalpodcast@gmail.com if you have any questions. If you think Earth girls are easy.
Yes, let I'm us looking know. Up costumes right now.
Oh no. And thanks so much for listening.